Zev, Zev, is your radio still on?
I'm here.
Great. I thought your receiver might have gone dead. What's your status?
Oh, Tel Hesor is looking more beautiful than ever under the moon. Okay, I'm on top of the hill.
Way to climb up the tell, eh? How are the thermal goggles working?
Oh, I can see perfectly.
Zev, I believe they've made some sort of major discovery because they've covered a section with tarps. I'm guessing there'll be guards tonight.
Okay, I'm heading to Area A, just above me in the west section.
It was hard to see with my long-range scope today. I believe I saw the archaeologists leave a few tablets in situ, probably so they can finish excavating them tomorrow.
Unless they're not there in the morning.
Zev, can you feel the excitement? A city, once captured by Joshua, layer after layer of cities built one on top of the other for centuries. And for the last 50 years, valuable artifacts have been discovered with no end in its ability to yield more. Do you understand, Zev? There is no telling what we'll find tonight.
I don't know, but you must be right. We've got guards all around Area A.
Okay, just like our plan. I'll set off a noisemaker down here at the gate. That should draw them away from you. Then you'll need to drop down into that pit and get what you can before they get back.
I'm ready. Light the fuse.
Stand by. Here goes.
It's working. They're all heading your way.
No time to talk, Zev. I need to disappear. Get in there and take what you can find.
Okay.
What is Zev up to? Will he get away with valuable artifacts from the biblical site of Tel Hazor in Israel? To find out, join the adventure in Jonathan Park and the Mysterious Artifact of Qumran. While the guards are away, Zev has snuck into Section A and he's begun removing valuable artifacts and placing them into his backpack.
Okay, I'm back on the radio.
Nice to have you back.
It worked out better than we expected. They saw me and were chasing me, so it bought more time than we planned.
You were right. Cuneiform tablets partially exposed. I got 3 out, but there may be more.
No way, Zev. I believe they're heading back your way.
Understood. I'll meet you at a rendezvous point down the hill.
We'll spend the night hidden in the rock creeks below, and then sneak back to Jerusalem late tomorrow afternoon when the search is slowed.
We did it. We've added even more to our collection.
So that concludes my thinking on this particular cave.
Wow. Well, Dr. Park, thank you so much for these past 3 days of investigating the paleontological sites of Israel. Okay, before we leave Kavzi Cave, do you have any last questions for Dr. Park?
Hey, look, I'm sorry to ask, Dr. Park, but can you give us one last good wrap-up summary of what was discovered here?
Well, Pastor Tom, we know from a biblical worldview that God only made one type of human, and they were made in His image. So there weren't ape men or different kinds of human-like creatures. But what we found here were fossils from more than 25 human skeletons. The skulls of these individuals had brain cases similar to modern humans, but the brow ridges and facial features were like those of a Neanderthal.
And Neanderthals aren't really a different species, but human fossils, with certain traits like bigger brow ridges and specific facial features.
Exactly. And they also found tools here that are normally associated with Neanderthals, and in the layers that evolutionists normally attribute to Neanderthals. But the animal fossils found here, deer, ox, gazelle, rhinoceros, and horse, are better associated with the hunting practices of what they consider to be modern humans, rather than what's normally found with Neanderthals.
That's amazing.
So evolutionists see it as a mix of Neanderthal and modern humans, all right here at the same place.
Yes, and there's another site not far away, School Cave, just over at Mount Carmel, that's similar.
Dr. Park, can you explain the evolutionary view of Neanderthals again?
Well, Pastor Lou, most evolutionists believe that Neanderthals are actually a different species than modern humans, but evolved from the same ape-like creature.
So, how do they interpret this cave?
Well, it presents a big challenge to them. Many believe it is more acceptable that these fossils show Neanderthals and modern man lived at the same time and place, even mixing together. However, they still hold that Neanderthals and humans were two separate species.
So, Kendall, how do you interpret this as a creationist?
Well, Pastor Bob, I guess creationists have a simple explanation. We have great evidence that Neanderthals and humans lived together and even had families together. That alone is proof that they're really one group, fully human. That's what we see right here in front of our eyes.
I didn't know that.
But weren't Neanderthals more ape-like?
Great question, Akiva. It does appear that they have more pronounced brow ridges and facial features. But do these traits make them a different species? No. A better explanation would simply be that they are modern humans with slightly different variations, maybe from environmental conditions. Traits that we can actually find in some people living today.
Besides, there's even more evidence they were fully human, like these tools found right here in this cave.
Exactly. Also, do we find these skeletons here because they were cavemen? No. It's because they were being buried. So Neanderthals practiced burial rites, used tools, and made musical instruments. They were fully human.
They also found clumps of ochre right over here, which shows evidence of artwork.
Ochre?
It's an ancient pigment.
Kendall, here's my UV flashlight.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Akiva. All right, let me see if I can find some ochre residue. I think it's right here. It appears these people took shells from the Mediterranean Sea and colored them with this pigment, so they were artists as well. To me, the evidence is overwhelming that Neanderthals were not another branch in the evolutionary tree, but rather just a part of the human family.
And with that, unfortunately, it's time to get back to our tour buses. On behalf of Koinonia Passenger Tours, we've had a fantastic time learning about the paleontological evidence here in Israel that's in harmony with God's Word.
Amen.
You know, what if we give a big thank you to Dr. Park and his son, Jonathan, for joining us all the way from New Mexico.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Well, let's also say thank you to our faithful guide, Akiva.
Thanks, Akiva.
It's been my pleasure. By the way, Kendall, before you fly to the USA, I have a little surprise for us.
You're taking us to Qumran?
You got it.
Angela, Martha, Ryan, come on in and sit down.
It's good to see you, Melissa.
Hello, Mrs. Morgan. We were in the neighborhood and we just thought we'd stop by and see how you were doing.
Oh, hey guys. How are you?
Do you like working on the ranch, Kirk?
Well, it's okay.
Poor thing. He does schoolwork for 4 hours and then out at the ranch till late in the evening. We're just working as hard as we can, and it just doesn't seem like we're gonna make it.
Oh, Melissa.
I'm sorry. I guess it's affecting me more than I realized.
I'm sorry. It's been so hard for you without Miles.
It has. We're so grateful Miles is seeking to honor the Lord, but we've been so long without a dad around the house, I think it's just starting to wear on me.
It's okay, Mom. We're gonna make it.
Melissa, how can we help?
I guess just pray for us, that we'll stand strong as Miles serves out his remaining years in prison.
Let's pray right now. Dear Father, please grant peace and strength to Melissa and Kirk. Help them to acknowledge your sovereign hand over everything, knowing that you care for them in the midst of all these things.
It's a great day to explore our Father's world here at Brennan Museum of Creation. We have another tour starting in 10 minutes. To come along, please begin making your way under the giant Coelophysis skull in the lobby. Thank you.
Hi, Bethany. I'm here to lead the next tour.
Thanks, Mr. Brennan. Okay, thank you for holding, Dr. Park. Mr. Brennan is standing right here. Mr. Brennan?
Thank you. Hello? Kendall?
Jim, how are you?
Great. Yeah, how'd your trip wind down?
Wonderful. We had about 30 pastors and took them to 5 different paleontological sites here in Israel. Jim, I'm sorry I'm not making it back in time for the debate with the freethinkers.
Kendall, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Jim, you'll do great. You know the case for creation just about better than anyone. Okay, our guide's taking us to Qumran tomorrow, so I need to go pack. I just wanted to call and encourage you.
Okay, Kendall. I will talk to you soon.
Akiva, thank you so much for bringing us here this morning. What a treat.
And a challenging hike. Wow, that was a lot harder than I thought it would be.
There you go.
So, this is Cave 1, where some of the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered.
Jonathan, right here they found the oldest manuscript and also another fragment of Isaiah. They found several other scrolls containing an ancient commentary on the book of Habakkuk, plus other religious writing.
In total, they've discovered 11 caves here.
Yes, and they eventually found portions of over 600 scrolls.
600 scrolls?
Yes, and they contain fragments from every book in the Old Testament except Esther.
Wow. So, how do these scrolls compare to our modern-day Bible?
Well, you know, Jonathan, people asked that very question when they were first discovered. Aside from some minor differences, including spelling and grammar, they say the same thing.
Dad, people always say you can't believe the Bible because it's been changing ever since it was written. But the Dead Sea Scrolls seem to disprove that.
And some of these fragments were copied 100 years before Christ, and they've remained unchanged ever since.
Dad, that's powerful proof for the reliability of the scriptures.
Jonathan, this is one of the most important archaeological discoveries ever made.
Hey, you want to see another cave?
Sure.
Okay, we need to get back down to the truck, and I'll need to park off a dirt road and then another robust hike.
I'm up for it.
Now, to end our debate, our presenters will share some closing arguments. Dr. Edwin Maxwell of the Freethinkers.
Mr. Brennan, what you failed to answer is, what is the clear origin of your Bible?
That's because I was prepared to debate the origin of the species.
Jim, the Bible's made up of fables and stories that existed long before.
Why do you say that?
Come on, Jim. You've never heard the Bible's creation story was a ripoff of the Babylonian Enuma Elish, which was written hundreds of years before Genesis?
No, I've never heard that before.
Also, we read about a great flood in the Mesopotamian epic of Gilgamesh, which also precedes Noah's flood by hundreds of years.
Perhaps that's because these are flood legends from the one true flood mentioned in Genesis.
Jim, it's the same for the Tower of Babel story, which comes from earlier accounts, and the Ten Commandments, which find their origin in the Code of Hammurabi, a Babylonian set of laws that are 500 years older. You see, Jim, your Bible's just a set of stories and accounts taken from older religions.
That's...
And that signals the end of our debate. We want to remind you that we'll be having a rematch in 2 weeks. You'll want to join us as Dr. Edwin Maxwell of the Santa Fe Freethinker Society and Dr. Jim Brennan of the Creation Response Team will be back.
Okay, we're here. Everyone out.
Where are we headed?
The cave is a decent hike up this way. Oh, no!
What?
See that car? I don't want to run into them right now. We may be in danger. Let's get up to the cave quickly.
Come in!
It's okay, Sean. It's just Dad.
Oh, Jesse, you're already in bed, huh, honey?
I guess I was just feeling a little frazzled from the day.
I think I was really humbled at that debate today. I didn't have the answers that Dr. Maxwell was looking for.
Dad, I was praying for you.
Thanks. I am not looking forward to our rematch.
Dad, I know man's reasoning and evidences are not what proves or disproves the scriptures. God's word stands on its own authority. But tonight brought up some questions that have shown me areas in which I want to know more.
Jesse, what do you think of helping me do the research to find the answers?
Dad, you've got yourself a research assistant.
They were tailing us most of the way.
I don't think they'll find us here in this cave.
All right, Akiva. What's this all about?
They're friends of mine that are representing the Egyptian Museum of Berlin in Germany. A few years ago, we began preparing to make replicas of the Elephantine papyri.
Elephantine papyri?
Yes, a set of Jewish manuscripts dating 419 years before Christ. One of these manuscripts mentions Sanballat and probably Jehohanan from the biblical books of Ezra and Nehemiah.
So they came to you to have replicas made, huh?
It was my job to be the middleman to make sure the job got done.
Wow. When you work with papyrus, I understand you must handle it with precise care so it doesn't disintegrate.
Exactly. Then they transported the originals back to the museum in Berlin.
So why are they stalking you?
Well, the ones who made the replica also run a traveling museum. Since they had 3 months before they had to return the replica, they asked me if they had permission to place the new replicas in their own traveling display.
And you did all this just out of the goodness of your heart?
Well, they did happen to pay me a little fee.
And that's why these guys are so angry.
Yes, I guess they saw the advertisement for the traveling display and were surprised to see their papyri replica being included in someone else's display.
Akiva, that's not right. You need to straighten this out.
I will, as soon as I can get back to my friends in Jerusalem.
So, are we in Cave 3?
Yes.
So, what did they find here?
Well, let's see. Manuscript from Ezekiel, Psalms, Lamentations, as well as many other religious writings.
Akiva, how'd they find the scrolls in the first place?
Jonathan, the year was 1947. Three Bedouin shepherds, Juma, Muhammad, and Khalil, were tending their sheep and goats. Following after a stray goat, Juma climbed down closer to the unknown caves.
Why must you wander from the rest of the flock?
Muhammad, did you find them?
Yes, Juma.
Look at that small hole. Do you think that might open up into a cave?
There is one way to find out.
Hey, did you hear that?
There's something in there.
Maybe it is treasure.
No, cousin. The sun is going down.
And as the story goes, Muhammad returned the next day by himself and squeezed into the mouth of Cave 1.
This must be what Juma hit with the stone. The pieces are all over the floor. Hey, 10 more jars. These two have something in them.
As a matter of fact, the Bedouin shepherds that they found the original three scrolls.
Is that a true story?
Jonathan, some claim that Muhammad threw the stone, and another variation says he fell into the cave. But despite not knowing exact details, it was Bedouin shepherds who discovered the original scrolls.
So what happened next?
It said the scrolls hung on the tent pole for a while at the Bedouin camp.
And I've heard they changed hands several times after that.
Now remember that all of this was happening right at the time Israel was struggling with political upheaval of becoming a nation again. There is a wonderful story of God's provision in protecting the scrolls.
How?
Eventually, some of the scrolls had fallen into the hands of a Syrian archbishop. He didn't want to sell the scrolls to Israel because the sale would cause severe tensions with the country of Jordan. So instead, he took out an ad in the American newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, and that ad caught the eye of Yigal Yadin,
who was an Israeli archaeologist and the second chief of staff of the Israel Defense Forces.
By the hand of God, Yadin just happened to be in New York for a lecture series, but the archbishop would not sell to an official of Israel. So Yadin had a college professor buy the scrolls for him. The scrolls were finally in the hands of Israel.
Oh, what an amazing story.
Jonathan, look what you're showing with your light.
It looks like some kind of hieroglyphics.
So, what's it mean?
I'm not sure. We need to call an expert.
But who?
Ian Dawson. He's a friend of mine and an expert on the Qumran.
It's sure been fun digging at this dinosaur graveyard.
That's great. Well, thank you for visiting Brennan Ranch. Hello, Dad.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
It's really busy. Lots of guests.
So were you able to research that archaeologist for me, honey?
Okay. Dr. Ian Dawson was once a pretty well-known archaeologist.
Do you think he'd be knowledgeable about the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Well, you're not going to believe it, but back in the mid-80s, he published several articles on the discoveries at Qumran.
Really? What's his stand on the inspiration and reliability of the Bible?
Well, Dad, as far as I can tell, he's always taken the position that archaeology is in harmony with the biblical account.
Well, it sounds like he may be our man. By the way, how's everything back home?
Well, you heard about Mr. Brennan's debate.
Hey, I just got an idea. I'm going to talk to Henry about flying Jim and Jesse to join us.
Dad, that's a fantastic idea.
We noticed you were heavily involved in the dig at the Qumran Caves in the 80s.
Yes. I spent a lot of time in the Dead Sea Caves and the Qumran community below.
Wow. Dr. Dawson, what's this?
Jonathan, that's a replica of the Nebo-Sarsakim clay tablet found at the ancient city of Sippar. This tablet's dated 587 years before Christ, to the time when Nebuchadnezzar marched against Jerusalem and laid siege to it. It's a record of Sarsakim, a Babylonian officer, making a payment to a temple that corresponds well with the biblical account that Sarsakim was a real person.
So what are we going to do about the ochre in the cave?
Akiva, I've wanted an opportunity to return back to the Qumran community and the caves, and was just approved by the Israel Antiquities Authority last week.
All right!
That's great!
Akiva! What a privilege to have you here at our traveling museum.
I know I promised you the elephantine papyri replicas for 3 months, but the owners want it back right away.
Akiva, my friend, the papyri are a fine replica, but how would you like a real artifact to take back to them?
Someone stole it from you, didn't they?
Well,
Alone you one of my client's replicas, then you put it in your traveling display, only to have it stolen.
But you are not totally blameless in this matter. You are the one who rented them to us. But Akiva, let us solve this between you and me. Please, take anything from our collection to satisfy those you owe.
No, they won't rest until they have their papyri replicas back.
Not so long ago, you guys were telling us about this cave over the phone from the other side of the world. And now, I can't believe we're here ourselves.
Neither can my body. I'm still recovering from jet lag and all-day flight.
Dr. Dawson, you've been studying those ogre markings for a long time.
Look at this glyph. It's showing the process of inscribing a metal scroll.
The copper scroll?
I believe so.
What's that?
The copper scroll was buried right here in this cave, with all the other scrolls. But instead of being made with animal skins or papyrus, it's made from mostly copper.
Wow! What's it say?
The copper scroll appears to be some sort of a treasure map, giving clues to locations of over 60 different treasures. The scroll's written in such a cryptic way that many of the places and clues are not understood. And so it's still one of the most exciting mysteries to this very day.
But look right here. What's that off to the side? Barely visible.
It's a second scroll!
For years, archaeologists have wondered about the second copper scroll. But there's never been a mention of it. Until now.
You mean there really is a second scroll?
It's believed many of the scrolls were transcribed below in the community of Qumran. I think we need to head down there and check out the scriptorium.
Look how well you can see Cave 4 across the canyon from here.
All of these stone walls at one time formed a thriving community here at Qumran.
And how do you pronounce this area?
The scriptorium.
Hold on. Jim, look where you're brushing.
I don't believe it.
Looks like pottery.
Wow.
It looks like a mini version of the ones the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in.
Okay, let's take some pictures and document this. Then I want to get it back to my office and see what's inside.
So, Ian, when you called our hotel and asked us to come here to your office, it sounded like an emergency.
I wanted to show you what we found at Qumran last night.
It looks like a type of parchment.
Yes, similar to the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Jesse, Jonathan, and Akiva, can you take it down to my car?
Okay.
We'll be right behind you.
So, that's his car, right over there.
Well, shalom, Akiva!
Good to see you here in town.
Bye, Orit, my good friend!
You were the ones chasing us in the caves!
So what do you got in the box, Akiva?
It's an artifact that we just...
Open up the box, Akiva.
Jonathan, take the box and run!
Oh, okay, I've got it.
Get him!
Where do I run?
Anywhere, there's that!
I got you!
Oh, no, they got him!
Let's get out of here.
What was that all about?
It appears they're taking our parchment hostage until I get the elephantine replica back to them.
Will they get the parchment back from Akiva's friend? What does the message on the artifact say? To find out, join us next time for part 2 of Jonathan Park and the Mysterious Artifact of Qumran. You've been listening to The Adventures of Jonathan Park. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time as the Creation Response Team finds themselves on a journey to discover the clues hidden within ancient artifacts in Part 2 of Jonathan Park and the mysterious artifact of Qumran.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.